As we turn to God's Word this morning and we turn to Psalm 103, I'm going to need your help this morning as we walk through our message, because it's not a passage you may particularly think about at Thanksgiving, but I think as we walk through it, you'll understand why I chose it. Psalm 103 reads this: "Praise the Lord, my soul. All my inmost being, praise His holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known His ways to Moses, His deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will He harbor His anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His love for those who fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear Him. For He knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. The life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. The wind blows over and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear Him, and His righteousness with His children's children, with those who keep His covenant and remember to obey His precepts. The Lord has established His throne in heaven, and His kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you His angels, the mighty ones who do His bidding, who obey His word. Praise the Lord, all the heavenly host, you His servants who do His will. Praise the Lord, all His works everywhere in His dominion. Praise the Lord, my soul." Told you that I was going to need your help, so I'm going to throw out some questions and see if you know the answer. Other than 2017, when was the last time the Toronto Maple Leafs won the Stanley Cup? 67. When did the space shuttle blow up? January the 28th, 1996. What's that? Yeah, I forgot about that one. The Quebec referendum that was barely defeated. 1995. The last time, the last Winter Olympics where Canada took a record number of medals. 2010, where was it? Vancouver. Our psalmist this morning is inviting us to remember. He's saying this. When he says, "Praise the Lord, O my soul," what he's literally saying is this: soul, all that is within me, praise the Lord. He wants to remember. This Thanksgiving weekend, as we say, "Praise the Lord, O my soul," what are the things this morning, and you're going to need to shout them out, that you are thankful for? Don't be shy. I know you guys aren't shy. Sorry? Go ahead. Family, good health. To eat you out of house and home and take it with them, right? Absolutely. You know, we have so much to be thankful for. And when David says, "Praise the Lord, O my soul," he wants to remember. He doesn't want to forget what God has done. Now, it's easy for us, isn't it, to forget what God has done? we can forget that he made a covenant with Adam, that he would send a Messiah. We can forget that he made a covenant with Abraham, that he would have children as numerous as the stars. We can forget that he made a covenant with Noah, that he would never send a flood again. We can forget that he made a covenant with David, that somebody from his family would always rule on the throne. We can forget the story of Goliath falling. We can forget the walls of Jericho going down. We can forget what it took for Israel to cross into the promised land. But generation after generation tell this story. Look at what God has done. David doesn't want to forget. But David doesn't want to forget something specific. He doesn't want to forget all of the benefits of God. David goes on, he goes, let me tell you what they are. Let me tell you why my soul is praising the Lord. Why everything that within me is saying, soul, there's enough forgiveness. There's enough mercy. There's enough strength. There's enough hope because of Christ. It says, God, he forgives all of your sins. If you have anything to be thankful for this morning, you can be thankful for the promises of God made in a covenant. A covenant is a promise that already started with Adam and Eve, who's ultimately fulfilled in Christ coming into the world. You and I can be thankful this morning that our past does not decide our future. You and I can be thankful that because of Christ, everything you have done and ever will do is covered in the blood of Jesus. You and I can give thanks because he says that when we confess our sin, he remembers it no more. As far as the east is from the west, that's how far he spreads it apart. Soul, give thanks, for he forgives our sin. And then he goes on and he says, but he also heals all our diseases. God, in his infinite wisdom, created medicine. And people with the skills in medicine and technology to help us fight illnesses that you and I are facing. But he's even thinking more than that. Because he's the one who ultimately heals. He's saying, give thanks. Because there's one that you can go to in prayer. And one who answers prayer. Sometimes in ways that we don't expect. Or giving us the answer we didn't necessarily want. But it also tells us that God gives us exactly what we need. And then ultimately the healing that he's talking about is the very healing of our souls. And he invites us this Thanksgiving weekend to come and to rest and to trust and to remember and to recount all of the goodness and all of the blessing of God. In 1856, Jonathan Oatman grew up in a family where he sat with his family sitting around an old organ. And as they sat there, they would sing songs and sing songs and sing songs. And one day, wanting to honor his father, he decided that he was going to go into the ministry. And so he went to seminary, and he went to his first church. And everyone would tell you he wasn't a very good pastor and he wasn't a very good preacher. And so he went to another church, and he went to another church. And by the time he was 36 years old, he had left the ministry. But then he went back down and he sat beside that old organ that his father used to play and he wrote some songs. One was No, Not One. One was Count Your Many Blessings. How many people know that old hymn? Now, I'm going to need your help, and you are going to be very thankful this morning that I am not singing this by myself. But together, words are going to come up on the screen, and we are going to sing that old hymn a cappella, and I will try to start you off, and then you will carry it away. So join me as we sing this. When upon life's billows you are praise the Lord, O my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. You guys sounded pretty good, by the way. Have you ever taken the time to stop and look at all of the blessings of God? The fact that he forgives us from our sin. The fact that he ultimately heals of us as our spiritual disease. But when we're sick, when we're hurting, when we're broken, God is there. And God strengthens and he renews and he replenishes and he refreshes and he gives us exactly what we need in that moment. David sang, soul, soul, all that is within me. Remember how God has redeemed me. Remember that story that we may have a hard time remembering because we weren't there, that was passed from generation to generation through all of the covenants that lead us to the New Testament. We come to that place where Jesus fulfills it. It says that Jesus redeems our lives from the pit. And Jesus comes into the story. And Jesus comes and he lives and he heals and he raises the dead and he goes to the cross. It's something that generation after generation still told. But here's the amazing part. When he says, soul, praise the Lord, he's saying, you've experienced it. You've tasted it. You know the goodness and the mercy and the love and the grace of God that is more than able to do anything you ask or imagine in your life. And he's going to fill you to completion. Soul, give thanks to God who redeems our lives. And then I don't know if you caught it, but right there in the middle, about verse 5, before he goes on to talk about the love of God and how it extends to all measure, he says this: God desires to fill your life or to satisfy you with good things so that you could be renewed, or depending on your translation, that you could soar like the eagles. All of the blessings of God that come into our life asks, how thankful are we this morning? Because of Christ, there's more than enough mercy, more than enough strength, more than enough forgiveness, more than enough love, more than enough hope, more than enough blessing to make you thankful this morning, to make you complete in Christ, so that you could be restored, that you can be renewed, that when you leave this place, that you would not only be refreshed, that you would be able to soar like the eagles. Other than that, what are you thankful for? I'm thankful that I live in the best country in the world. I'm thankful that I live in a part of the world that doesn't have hurricanes. I'm thankful that I live in a country that has been spared from a major terrorist attack. I'm thankful for a national healthcare system. I'm thankful that we have a solid banking system, that we have a country that has huge, massive, excessive resources of potash, of oil, of gas, of minerals. I'm thankful for family and for friends. I'm thankful for a home and a bed and 3 square meals a day. Thankful that we have more than one car. I'm thankful for love and for family and for friends. I'm thankful for our church, for the kindness of strangers, for the gifts that will get used not only this morning but tomorrow in our Thanksgiving dinner. I'm thankful for the kindness of strangers, for holidays, for freedom of speech and freedom of religion, for indoor plumbing. If you've ever been on the mission field, man, indoor plumbing, man, it's a bonus. To the diversity of landscape, for vaccines, for military. And don't tell my fitness coach, but I'm thankful for Thanksgiving dinner, because tomorrow there's peach pie and pumpkin pie, and I'm having both. This morning, when you look, she's smiling at me, so I'm okay. When you look at the story of your life, have you looked at the story of God and how God is at work? And how, because of everything that God has done, you and I are able to soar like the eagles? Because that's what we're created for. There's a book called Faith in the Night. In the book Faith in the Night, it tells the story of an eagle that got hurt one day. And a farmer decided he was going to take this eagle and he was going to nurse it back to health. Now, this farmer decided that he was going to put the eagle in its chicken coop. And it wasn't very long before this eagle began to peck like a chicken, to act like a chicken, and to cluck like a chicken. It was doing everything an eagle wasn't designed to do. Then one day, a friend who also was a farmer came and he noticed this eagle, and he grabbed the eagle and he put it on top of a fence post and he pushed it off. And the eagle fell to the ground. He then laid out a few bales of hay, and then he decided he was going to take him to the top of the barn. And he pushed it off the top of the barn, and the eagle had fell to the ground, and, well, it began to pick at the hay. Then he decided that next day he was going to do something different. So he decided he was going to go up to a mountain that was not that far away. And he went to the highest point that he could humanly reach on that mountain. He put the eagle towards the sun, and he threw the eagle as high as it could possibly go. And it soared. It soared into the clouds, because that is what it was created to do. The same is true with you and I. Because of the grace and the goodness and the mercy of God, you and I are able to soar with Christ. That's what the psalmist is getting at. It is pointing us to what is coming. It is pointing us to the goodness and the mercy of God. And it says, because of God and what he does, you can be renewed and you can be restored and you can be satisfied and you can live life to abundance already here and now. So because of Christ, how thankful are we this morning? Amen. This morning, as we come together and we're going to pray together, I want to remember the names and the families in our bulletin, but we also want to remember Mary Ann and Ruth, who are leaving this week to head on their mission trip. So we want to, again, remember you in prayer and that God would very clearly reveal exactly what you're supposed to be doing as you head out to Bolivia. So would you join me in prayer together? Lord God, we thank you that you are good and that you are holy. We thank you that you bless us more than we ever could imagine. And Lord, this morning we want to give thanks for the amazing gift of Jesus, the amazing gift of salvation, the amazing gift of the working out of the Holy Spirit in our lives, Lord. And we just thank you that, Lord, that work that you began already at the beginning of time, that you are echoing through the story of David, that you are echoing through the story of our lives. And as we walk through this weekend, may we say like David, praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being, praise your holy name. For you are good. We just simply need to look to be able to see it. And Lord, I just pray that you would have our hearts full of thanksgiving, not only this weekend, but each and every day, each and every moment of our lives, that we can be reminded how you constantly, daily renew us and replenish us and refresh us because of your goodness. And so, Lord, we want to thank you for this church. We want to thank you for family and friends and meals that will take place. We want to thank you for health. But Lord, we also want to give you thanks for all of those things that we take for granted. And Lord, we pray that our hearts would always be thankful. Lord, we thank you that although we can enjoy 3 square meals a day, that tomorrow, Lord, people will gather here who don't get that. And that, Lord, not only would they find food for their bellies, but they would find fellowship and community, Lord, with people from every walk of life. Lord, some may not be hungry tomorrow physically, but they are spiritually or emotionally. And Lord, as meals are served, as conversations are had, we just pray that you would just use all of those that will be here to be a profound witness to the guests who will come here. Lord, we want to give you thanks for the opportunity to serve you. Lord, we just pray that you would be with Ruth and Mary Ann, Lord, as they make their way to Bolivia. Lord, we pray that you would give them safe travel. We pray that entrance into the country would be smooth. We pray that you would watch over their health. We pray that you would spiritually protect them, Lord, as they not only make their way there, but as they hit the mission field. And Lord, that you would very clearly, already from the beginning, when they get there, even if you decide to change their plans, that you would make sure that they are within your good and your perfect will, that they would be doing the things, saying the things that you have already called and prepared for them to do, and that they would be able to partner with the local church to profoundly impact that community in Bolivia. Lord, we look forward to hearing the stories of what you are going to do. And when they return to what you have done and what that work continues to be when they leave, that you would just use them for the building up of your kingdom. And Lord, that they would touch others with the love of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that we get to be here as part of a community of faith. Lord, we want to remember Brenda's brother, Greg, who's battling biliary tract cancer. Lord, we give you thanks for that there are signs that the tumor is shrinking. Lord, we just pray that you would continue to push that tumor down, that you would continue to eradicate that tumor from his body, Lord. And until that moment, Lord, we pray that you would refresh him, that you would encourage him, that you would sustain him, that his faith would be secure, and that he, even as we pray this morning, would be reminded of your goodness and your hand that is upon him. Lord, we pray for Martin and Taya. Lord, we pray that as they adjust and cope to the different health issues Martin is having lately, we just pray that you would give clarity and understanding. We pray that you would give strength and patience to Taya. And Lord, we just pray that you would just be with them as they discuss what steps may or may not have to be. And that you would just refresh them this morning. Would you be with Bruce's brother Wayne? Or as he has finished the course of radiation, Lord, and as he begins chemo, we pray that his body would be receptive to that. We pray that he would be spared any kind of cold or illness that would prevent that from happening. Lord, and we pray that as the radiation is stopped and the chemo now starts, Lord, that those medications would do that what they are supposed to do. Would you refresh his spirit? Would you be with Bruce and Angela, Lord, and others who will walk with him through this? Would you encourage them and refresh them as they are a blessing to him? And Lord, as we gave thanks last week, we give thanks for Jenny and Carl in the opportunity to be married last week. We pray for a healthy and a long marriage. We pray for a place where your grace and your goodness and your mercy would be able to grow. Lord, we give you thanks for weekends like this where you call us to be thankful. Lord, may we, like David, echo those words of thanksgiving in all we do and all we say. Amen.